Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch Finley. He's an NFL legend that I think probably put 800 miles on his electric vehicle this weekend. Good morning, Brian.
What up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Just had a few stops.
Yeah, sure.
That's all that was.
I was at the Caps game last night. Tough loss. Obviously, the series sucked. And they don't want to talk participation trophies, and I get that. But still cool they made the playoffs. But the big news of the weekend is Washington got a Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback to join their roster, and the Dallas Cowboys signed an aging running back that averaged 3.5 yards per carry last year.
Yeah. But they brought him back for a reason.
Sam Howell outproduced Zeke Elliott on the ground last year.
Well, quarterbacks always outproduce the running back.
Is that?
If you're a running quarterback, you normally have a 5-6 yards per average.
He had more touchdowns.
I run him often.
Zeke is washed. That's all I'm saying. Jerry's all
hey,
in.
Hey, man, Jerry got to bring his guys back. He didn't worry about that.
The notion of draft grades is a little silly because, like, I always go back to the 2019 draft when the Commanders got Dwayne Haskins and then traded back up for Montez Sweat. Mm-hmm. People were on fire about that draft class.
Yeah.
The 2020 draft was 4 years ago, and there's not a single player left on the roster from there. So you got to give a long runway to determine how the success of a draft. But I really appreciate the strategy with which they drafted.
I did, too. I mean, I was hoping that they would move back into the first, but when Adam explained, they saw nobody that had that value, and they were smart not to. Then they get the kid, Johnny.
Johnny Newton, which has a lot of fans upset, and I think they're kind of missing the boat.
They can be upset all they want, but this kid had a first-round grade. I looked on several things where he was the number one rated defensive tackle in the draft. So when you see that and you can get him at that second pick, I mean, in the second round, you make that move, you know, because let's be real. I know we have sat here and for years and we talked about, the four defensive linemen we had. And I kept saying, they're not going to all be here forever. And I thought it would be because the guys will perform and then you can't pay everybody. They're looking to see this team, the draft to me, they wasn't trying to, we try to come up with some type of way of promoting. You know, like the Susan O'Malley used to do, come see the Wizards play the stars of the NBA. Then they had the tallest and the shortest. They are trying to make sure when this thing starts to roll, they're going to be having people constantly coming in and hitting their stride. Well, and not just have guys at one side of the ball and think it's going to work.
And they're building, obviously, for like a long-term future plan.
True.
I think they're almost building with an eye on 25, specifically to Johnny Newton that got people upset. You've got John Allen is out of the guaranteed portion of his contract. Allen's going to have a $21 million cap hit this year. No guarantees on there. Look out to next year. It's $23 million. John Allen's a good player. I think there's no hurry to do anything there, but eventually he might want a new contract, which I don't think should be a surprise, especially as the D-tackle market is growing, has exploded. Baby. I think this is more, though, about, one, the value, to your point.
Yeah.
This was true BPA. I mean, they took the best player they could get there. And two, Fedarian Mathis has given you nothing through 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I like John Ridgeway. He's a supplemental piece. I mean, you could easily get to a situation here where Allen and Payne are playing around 75% of snaps for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Ideally, that's closer to like 70, 65. And then you don't see a massive drop-off if Newton is right. I think the only reason Newton slid a little bit is he had a foot injury.
A foot surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had a buddy of mine text me. He's like, listen, I'm no pro football player, but I had that same injury. I want to say it's called a Jones break or something, and I was fine. Like, if I'm fine.
The Jones break is okay to Liz Frank. You got problems.
Right. Yeah. So this is my buddy texted me. I stepped on my right foot awkwardly and felt a pop. An orthopedist diagnosed it as a Jones fracture, which is what he has. Minor injury to insert a pin in the bone. Won't be an injury that lingers. He'll recover 100%.
Mm-hmm.
People are in a rush to figure out what the Newton thing means. I think for this year, it might mean nothing. I think the person for this year that should be most concerned is Mathis. Because, yes, he's a second rounder from 2 years ago, but these guys didn't pick him.
They didn't pick him.
You know, I looked this up yesterday. You know what Mathis' career stats are?
What's that?
Now, the first year, he was basically gone because of injury, right? He got hurt, I want to say, in the first quarter of the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But through 2 years now, two seasons, over under 15 games played for Fedarian Mathis.
Under?
Over under 15 tackles for Fedarian Mathis.
Probably under.
He's played in 11 games and has 8 tackles.
See? But you ask questions that you give the answers to, basically.
That's fine. I'm not trying to trick anybody. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That to me, is what you're looking at immediately, and then you're looking at roster construction down the line.
I think a lot of people have to understand one thing. As I sat there in that room with all those media people from all over the country, I had multiple people come to me and say, man, y'all, your guys are working miracles over there. Y'all moving and shaking. I think what the problem is, we all here are still stuck in what we were and who was running things. Instead of looking at what's happening now and start to think of it how it was supposed to be. Because I've heard many people say what we're supposed to be doing. But now when you do something opposite of what we were doing, people seem to get upset. This is the right way to build stuff and do things. And just falling in love with God just because you're drafting them means nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
we gotta let him play.
I think when Jordan Morgan went 25th to the Packers, the tackle out of Arizona, I don't think there was a tackle there that helps you immediately, because Guyton, by all accounts, is going to need a year, maybe more, to kind of learn the position, especially if you want him to play left. Maybe he's a right tackle. So I think once Morgan went 25th, I understand why they kind of just chilled and waited for the second round. Now, a lot of fans thought they would address left tackle. They didn't. They traded out of 40. They traded back. There weren't, if you actually pay attention here and like look through everything, going from 40 back to 50 and picking up a second or a third second rounder didn't impact the tackle movement whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you listen to what Peter said repeatedly, and we're going to build this thing through the draft,
yeah,
acquiring an extra second round pick is how you build through the draft. And if you go and look, and I've got it here, at 40, now fans want to be freaked out about Cooper DeJean landing with the Eagles. I think a lot of the Cooper DeJean hype is because it's a white dude at a position white dudes don't play, and people know the name because it's like it's got some notoriety to it. Frankly, I would have taken Kool-Aid there over Cooper, but that's neither here nor there. There was the run on corners. You had Cooper, Kool-Aid, and then a guy I actually really liked was Kamari Lassiter, who's a super fast corner out of Georgia. Then Max Melton, who's a corner out of Rutgers. But from 40 to 50, where the Commanders were to where they traded back to, not a single offensive lineman went.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corner they got in Sanistrill, people swear by. Now, he's a slot corner. He's a little undersized, but that dude can play, I think, right away.
But the thing of it, though, fans are always upset at something that a guy is doing that he is paid to do and he's considered the best at. When we had idiots here, we seemed to like everything they did, and we didn't win. Now we got somebody here who seems to know what the hell he's doing, and now they want to tell him how to get past what was. And start just looking at what is. And think about it. You basically have adults running the building now. You have adults making decisions. You got a game plan. You're not just trying to get names. They're not just trying to sell jerseys. They want to sell them. But if they go get the right players and they start playing over time, you'll be buying more jerseys instead of just one guy's jersey. Which you want.
I think overall, philosophically, I totally agree with you. Specific to the left tackle position, and I'm not mad about this because I really, really like the Ben Sennett pick, the Kansas State tight end who they took at 53. But going into the draft, we all talked about the need at tackle that it arguably still exists. And so Sennett goes 53. Patrick Paul, tackle out of Houston, goes 55. Blake Fisher, tackle out of Notre Dame, goes 59. If you want to be concerned, you can be concerned right there. But I can tell you this, and then the big guy, Sua Matea, goes 63. That's the BYU kid. Rosengarten goes 62. So could you have maybe gotten further back, gotten a tackle, get Sennett in the fourth? Yes, possibly, or in the third, rather. They identified Sennett. He fits absolutely. When you look at the athletic profiles for almost everybody they drafted, they are through the freaking roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you look at some of those tackles that went a little later, they don't hit the same athletic measurables.
So in other words, now we are picking people that fit what we want. And they fit the type of player you want, the type of athleticism you want. That's not what we used to do.
So
I'm happy with that.
Let me read this. The Commanders' new regime targeted elite athletes throughout the draft, securing a league-high six players with NGS's next-gen stats, with an NGS athleticism score of 80 or higher. Washington's first seven picks had an average athleticism score of 83, second highest by any team in the NFL draft. So when they took Sennett, yes, there were some tackle prospects available. Paul, Fisher, Rosengarten, those guys were there. Like, you can't deny what occurred. There was no tackle went between 40 and 50 when they took Sanistrill that people can scream about, but it's just not factual. So then you get into the third round, and they go early on a guy that, in a lot of ways, listen, this draft will be determined by Jaden Daniels and his level of success. That's what's going to make this. If he's good and everybody else bombs out, then it won't matter.
Yeah, but, right about that.
But the real kind of fulcrum of this draft, if you will, where it could really hinge, they believe the top of the third round, the 67th overall pick, they took an offensive lineman out of TCU named Brandon Coleman. Now, the scouting community, if you will, is fairly split on if Coleman is a guard or a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I texted with somebody over the weekend. They are confident that he's a tackle.
He's built like a tackle, 6'6", 320 normally.
So he's not 6'6". He's 6'4 and a half. And I got that confirmed.
Okay, well, they put 6'6". I don't care.
But one of the things that was crazy is he's listed at different sizes all over the place. And that's why I reached out to somebody.
That's what college does.
They gave me, I got his combine measurements, and it's 6'4" and a half. But normally he's got really long arms.
Normally when you go to the combine, you normally are going to end up being what you are, because they will put their hand on top of their head and push it down a little bit. When guys like to do like this, they change it up. But if he has longer arms at 6'4" and a half, I think he can fit that too.
But this is what matters
to
me.
How tall is Trent Williams? 6'5", right?
Yeah.
Or maybe 6'4" and 7/8".
I wonder what he's listed at. But yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But here's what I think we got to discuss specific to Coleman. They view him as a tackle, undoubtedly. Mm-hmm. That's their opinion on this. They're aware that he's not 6'7", 6'8", like some of these tackle prospects, like Mims and Guyton both are through the roof, right? Mm-hmm. Paul is another guy that I think is like 6'7". But there's some worry when you get to be that big and you have to go against these pass rushers that really keep like a low bend, low center of gravity. Can you get down there? Coleman placed in the 97th percentile. In the NGS athleticism stuff. Like, they clearly identified Brandon Coleman as their tackle. He talked about his visits with them, how impressed he was, how much all that stuff mattered. Like, they scouted, talked to this kid a lot. Mm-hmm. This was not an accident. Like, when you trade back from 40 to 50 and 53, and no tackles go between 40 and 50. So they had their pick there of any of those dudes they wanted.
And right? They pick him?
They could have picked any of those dudes they wanted. The run on corners was going on. They liked Sanistrell. They took him. They then had another pick three picks later, and not a single tackle went. Zach Frazier was the center out of West Virginia that the Steelers took. Shout out to Wildcard Scotty. He texted me that they were going to take him, and he's really excited about it. Then A.D. Mitchell goes 52 to Texas. So they're back on the board at 53. If they wanted Paul or Rosengarten or Fisher, any of these dudes, you take them right there. Like, they had the opportunity to take their tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And they waited. So clearly, for everybody that's saying they didn't address it, they addressed it as they saw fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they love Coleman. The proof will bear itself out over time, but
let it formulate.
Because
let's
here's the thing. If they take a tackle in the second round, everybody's like, okay, cool. Because they got one of these guys I've heard of. Blake Fisher started Notre Dame 100 games.
Let me go back to
instead this. They wait to the very top of the third and get the exact guy they want.
Rashawn Slater. How good is he?
He's been quite good.
Okay. 6'4". Every time he played Chase, he handled him. And almost every damn body else he deal. If you can block and you have great feet, it doesn't make a difference if you're 6'4", 6'6", long as you have good feet. If your feet are bad, then you probably have to be a little longer. You have to be able to have longer arms. But with this kid, 6'4" and a half, whatever, 320, great athleticism, I would say, if they chose him, they believe he fits what they're looking for. And I think we as fans and media people here too, we're going to have to get rid of our old thoughts and start to understand if it's what they are trying to build, they're going to build those type of players, get that. Because I've seen it for the longest where every time a coach came in, the whole dynamic changed. But Adam seems to have a mindset which I think he's going to be here longer than coaches. And whatever other coach come in is going to be having to use the type of players that they choose. That's what the great teams do, those that win time in and time out.
So Coleman specifically, if you're mad they didn't address left tackle, you're not seeing the same vision they do. Coleman in 1,300 pass-blocking snaps in his career at TCU. Gave up 3 sacks. Say that number again. 1307.
And that team throws the ball a lot.
I mean, the Big 12. Yeah, some of the, like, you don't want to extrapolate too much from college stats sometimes because it's just such a different game. But 1,307 pass blocking snaps, gave up 54 pressures and 3 sacks. And then of Coleman specifically, Peters said, and I quoted him on this, Adam Peters on Brandon Coleman says he has everything it takes to be a tackle in this league. So if you want to call and scream that they didn't address left tackle just because they didn't trade back up into the first, maybe.
That's that mindset again. We only think that people are good when they're first rounders. It's not the truth. It's a lot of left tackles that are not first rounders. It's a lot of people that go into the Hall of Fame that weren't first rounders. A lot of people go to the Pro Bowl and to all pro every year that are not first rounders.
We got a packed show today. Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus will join us at 11. Big man Mitch Tischler at noon. Barry Sferluga at 1 o'clock. It's going to be busy. We're breaking down the draft. At some point, maybe we open the phone lines up. I don't know if we'll have time, but I do know what we have time for. The weather on Saturday was like 40 degrees and rainy and miserable. The weather on Sunday was, I think it legit hit 90. The weather this time of year is beyond unpredictable. It's downright crazy. So be ready no matter what the temperature is with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner the Washington National.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
DLC made bangers, man.
They said, I don't want no Jeff.
Jeff, did we determine how much?
That was good. What did that feel? That was good. That was good.
Savage.
Jeff's wearing all free clothing today.
No, I am not. Stop saying that.
That's accurate. B-Mitch said it, and I 100% agree.
You can't even name what's on my body right now. This is
I don't want to name what's on your body.
This is 100% DMV supported brands that I have on right now.
Yep, that they gave you to wear for.
Nah. Nah. Yo, I only do that with sports merch.
Wait until they get cameras for the stream on Jeff and Landfill. Jeff's going to be wearing like 1-800-LAWYER shirts. Like, he's going to be wearing everything he can.
This says Savvy the Brand, and I paid for this. This was a $30 shirt.
All right.
My don't hat, believe him.
Probably should have got your size.
My you believe him?
99 is a rap label. Should, I paid for the hat because I like got it.
That, that's like a got, fake New Balance
You should have got that extra large, though, that large hat.
And you should have got a medium instead of a 2X.
All right, I want to talk specifically about something, because I saw Brian for a minute at the Commanders draft party over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that they got bad weather, because I think that would have been packed. And
it was still semi-packed, though. It was pretty folk out there.
The people that were there were into it, and
like,
it was
I'm
fun.
Sorry for being wet. I'm like, we're in the rain. Who cares?
Right. It was just, if it was wet and warm, it would have been fine. Wet and cold is no bueno. But the thing that stood out to me most, Brian, there were a lot of people there. I saw Brian Robinson, Jahan Dotson, Derek Forrest, Jamin Davis, Jeremy Chin, Jameson Crowder was there. Yeah.
JC?
You were there. I saw Jordan Reed. I saw Derek Dockery. I know Doc Walker was there.
Raven Caldwell, Gary Clark, Riley McKenzie.
There was a lot of former players, current players.
Big Dockery.
Yeah, I said that one.
Yeah.
If you were a Commanders, Skins, Washington football team fan, it's a cool event. And I remember last year it was packed and it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
This year it was cold and rainy and you're out on the water, so there's some impediments there. The thing I was most encouraged by, Brian, you want to guess what it was?
No.
Landfill, do you want to guess what I was most encouraged by? Jeffrey.
That there were fans out there?
No, but that was encouraging. Not what I was most encouraged by. I was most encouraged by the absence of one person.
Josh?
No.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was most encouraged that they did not trumpet Jaden Daniels over there. The Jaden Daniels selection and introduction to Washington is not going to be a straight up marketing vehicle to try to sell a bunch of tickets immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old days, there would have been a helicopter from Ashburn to National Harbor with a banner on the back of it that says, "We found our savior. Order your tickets now."
I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't have had a problem if he was there.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. But I was glad. Like I think
they moved differently, man. Because this is what I saw. Okay, people that were pissed off, and because Josh was in meetings, and Josh has been in the war room. He's learning everything his first year. You know who was representing? His wife. His wife was out there. She spoke to the crowd. Janine Samuels, she did a great job. She was interviewing.
You're saying
people.
Josh Harris's wife was there.
Yeah. Josh Harris's wife was there. She basically went into the VIP area, came out to the stage, was talking with everyone. And this is the thing about it. You know, you hear sometimes you hear people, the spouses of some of these owners, and it's like they're reading from a script. She didn't sound like that. She sounded like she wrote the damn script. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's heavily involved. And I talked with her earlier, then I talked with one of the sons. These people are living this. It's not just like, oh, here you go. No, they live this. They know what's going on.
Well, dude, Josh talked with the media on Friday so I also liked at the Daniels presser throughout the draft, really, all week. Adam Peters spoke Thursday night after the pick. Adam Peters spoke Friday night after the pick. When they had the Daniels presser, 2:30 on Friday, Peters briefly introduced him, and then it was just Daniels answering questions and kind of just being cool. After that, Dan Quinn and Josh Harris each spoke for a few minutes briefly with the media, but off to the side, not at the podium. The level of song and dance for drafting number 2 overall Heisman Trophy winner, guy that had 50 touchdowns last year, like, they're not focused on the song and dance. The dog and pony show doesn't matter.
What did
and
I it's say refreshing. For years here, Jay? We win, everything else take care of itself.
Sure.
Every fan I talked to in Detroit, there were a ton of Washington Redskins football team Commanders fans in Detroit. Then on a Saturday, they were out there too. And everybody wants to know, or people are telling me that things seem different. We're being treated with respect. And I tell them, I agree. Darryl Green got on stage and he was basically saying, hell, I'm back. Because, you know, Darryl wasn't around a lot of
times. He was out.
And back. And he said, they reached out to him. He didn't have to call them and say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that the way you treat people, hell, I have noticed a difference in a lot of the employees over there. Because I told you at one point, the way they acted as if their crap didn't stink. Now, they treat people with respect. And if you own any damn business, if you're not doing that, you're going to fail. Point blank.
Totally. I think there should be a serious level of encouragement. We don't know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. I think Jaden Daniels was this draft hinges on Jaden Daniels being a good NFL player, right?
But play NBA, that might help too. Josh put him on the Sixers.
Never know. Yo,
they might need him.
I got a little theory for you. Bob Myers been spending a lot of time with Josh Harris. I feel like Bob Myers might be getting a new job in Philly. Don't you think? Like, I don't know. Maybe he's now a football guy. Maybe he's converted. But you watch, Nick Sixers yesterday where it was just getting out physicaled. I don't know. That's a different conversation. But shout out to Jaime in Manassas. That's his theory. I'm piggybacking on it. I don't know that Mike Sanistrill is 5'9", 180. I don't know that he can hold up to the physical rigors. I kind of think he can. I think Michigan guys playing for Harbaugh, you got to be pretty damn tough.
Like 5'9", 180, that's a stocky dude. That's a built dude. If he was 6'4", 180, might be a problem.
I'm just saying, I don't know if he's going to be good. I don't know if Coleman's going to be good. I don't know if Sennett's going to be good. I don't know what will happen with any of these dudes. Johnny Newton, we don't know. But the process with which they approached everything was pretty damn impressive. And if you're wondering what they did specifically, like what can you point to that showed a strategy relying on athleticism? Luke McCaffrey, right? Obviously, he's Christian's brother. His father won 2 Super Bowls with Denver Broncos.
I know he works. I can tell you that.
Right. I think you could bet. Pedigree doesn't always answer anything, everything, whatever, but you could bet on the work ethic and
well,
the commitment to the game.
Well, everybody say you're supposed to draft Drake May because all of his family members play sports. All of this dude's family members play in the NFL. Think about it. People were praising Drake because his brothers play sports. Well, this dude's family, daddy and his brother, are good at the NFL.
Right.
So if you're going to praise Drake, you better praise him too.
The short shuttle drill that receivers do at the combine shows quickness and ability to change direction.
There you go.
Right? Which you would think is really important for route running, especially from the slot if you're running kind of underneath stuff, button hooks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2018, Jaxon Smith-Njigba has the fastest short shuttle drill at the combine. He ran a 3.93 seconds short shuttle in 2023. Jaxon Smith-Njigba was also a first-round pick. I want to say he went like 11th. Jeff, look that up for me. Luke McCaffrey has the second fastest short shuttle drill of any receiver since 2018. 4.02. This is also a dude that started where you have that?
Number 20.
Okay, thank you. This is also a dude that only started playing receiver about 2 years ago.
It's a quarterback.
He was a quarterback. It's also a dude that's 6'2". 6'2" with that kind of quickness. Usually,
you know what?
It's going to be interesting.
I got another theory, too. Emergency quarterback.
Maybe.
Hey.
Well, you know.
Guy that played it till 2 years ago, if he's on your roster, you can go with him instead of being like Denver and have to play what the hell ever.
They've changed the rule, but yeah, that's interesting. Rome Odunze, So the three wideouts at the top of this draft that everybody talked about, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze's short shuttle drill, 4.03. Mm-hmm. So a hundredth of a second less. I don't want to keep pointing out the athletic profiles because it doesn't guarantee anything. Who was my man, the tight end from South America?
Oh, the one that came here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Reyes,
yeah.
Reyes looked like the greatest athlete on planet Earth.
Yep.
Didn't amount to much.
He was basically a robot.
But my point is there is a reason all of these dudes, to me, landed in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
And the athletic profiling stands out. Trevor Sikkema joins us at 11. Nobody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Go anywhere. 067 The Fan. A few minutes, we're going to talk to Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus, Tampa Bay Trite. I think a lot of folks really liked what the Commanders did in the draft. I'm curious what the boys in the aquarium say. I liked it. I think there was a clear strategy. I think the move back from 40 to add 50 and 53 was really smart. This team has a billion holes. They went 4-13 with no Pro Bowlers last year. Hmm. So if anybody thinks like, oh man, what are you doing? They were
Trevor Sikkema gave him an A.
They were trying to acquire more capital. Jeffrey, what'd you think?
I love the draft. My favorite pick besides Jaden Daniels was definitely Ben Sinnott. We haven't had that build of a tight end or what I expect him to produce. I mean, we had it at Jordan Reed, but we really haven't had that excitement for a tight end since, like, who was it?
Former hockey player.
Yeah, I seen the highlight.
Yo, I seen the highlight.
We need that guy, and I like his route running and even his small things that he works on as far as his head turn when he makes certain cuts into his route running. I love it, dude. And that's not the Ashburn syndrome running heavy. It's just I think we had a great draft this year.
I'm not knocking you, dude. I really like it. Sinnott actually said that he grew up watching Cooley, which you don't want to get people too excited, and Chris was a really good player, but it. I think the one thing I really thought they would do, and I was excited for them to do, was target a tight end, and I loved when Peters explained, you know, in San Fran we had a specific type, like body type athlete that we looked for at kind of the fullback tight end position. And then if you look at Juszczyk and you look at George Kittle, they clearly have that. And I think because Sinnott is so versatile and can, like, certainly handle the H-back type movements that you could probably see Kingsbury having. Like, imagine they line up at the pistol, which I think you'll see a decent amount, and then you have, like, a 12 personnel, but then the motion brings the tight end off the line into the backfield. Like, Doesn't that sound entirely plausible just thinking about a Kingsbury offense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like exactly what Senate can offer you. Landini, what'd you think of the draft?
I liked it. I mean, to be honest with you, they could have kind of done anything at all as long as they got Jaden Daniels, and I'd have been happy. But I did like that they went out there and they got a couple of defensive players. I know that they're not the sexiest the defense is, but the defense last year was a hot pile of garbage. So it's good that they're realizing that and putting resources towards making it better.
Totally. I mean, they have a lot of needs. Daniels is by far the most important player involved here. But after that, it was like they clearly were trying to address the defense. We hadn't even talked about the day three picks, three defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan McGee is the linebacker they drafted, whose measurables, I mean, we're starting to sound like a broken record. Jordan McGee was among the most athletic linebackers in the draft. He finished tied for first in his 10-yard split in the 40. He ran 10 yards in a second and a half. Third in the broad jump, fourth in the vertical, a 35.5-inch vertical, and fifth in the 40. Ran a 4.55 40. What I see there is a dude that should be able to help you on specials right away.
Yeah.
Especially as the kickoff rule
has
changed.
That is important.
Well, think about it. The kickoff rule, everybody's wondering, like, oh, well, who will be the return man? You also have to kick it off and defend that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but as this becomes more of like a running play and possibly more of a gimmicky run play, I think you're going
to
need
a linebacker build that's willing to blow something up.
Yeah, you need guys that might be – whereas you used to want to lean on corners and safeties mm-hmm. there, you might need a little more size. So McGee fits that mold. The guys they got late, I mean, the day three picks were a linebacker, a safety, and a D lineman. Maybe a D end. Baptiste is a little small, but it's also your seventh round pick. You're probably not going to get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through their draft to Landfill's point, D line, corner, then you add the tight end, then you add your presumably tackle. Depending what, you know, that McCaffrey immediately, like as of today, is the tallest wideout they have on the roster. They have this guy, Bryson Tremaine, who's 6'4", but he didn't play last mm-hmm. year and is a practice squatter. I mean, McCaffrey's, and it's not like McCaffrey's 6'8", he's 6'2", and he's immediately the tallest guy on the roster. And dude, we can ask Trevor Sikkema this because, you know, he's a draft analyst, whereas we're kind of football overall. Everybody that gets caught up in the value, okay, Ben Sennett, maybe you can get him in the third or fourth round, but if you hit on the pick, the value is completely irrelevant.
Can you really, though?
Value's totally
subjective.
If you don't
pick him there, somebody else might pick him before you come back to pick him.
Right.
I mean, so.
And you can't always trade to where you want to get to. Sometimes the trade market costs you more than it doesn't.
You made a comment about the quarterback that if he's your guy and you think that's your guy, take him. No matter if you have figured out that this is your future, you take him wherever. I think when you get to some of these other picks, if I get you in the second round in a certain pick or wait till the third round in the first, what difference does it make? As long as you go out there and play, right?
Value is determined by performance, not subjective draft grades going in. I feel like, actually, I saw this thing, and we'll talk about this a little later, that per, like, social media searches, the Commanders had a really strong draft based on fan reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to like. We'll find out later. It all hinges on Daniels anyway. There's also a little bit of quarterback positioning that is interesting beyond Daniels with Sam Hartman's arrival. Mm-hmm. But when we return, Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, joins the program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.